We're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and traditionally that means summer movie season will begin today. So what should you spend your money on, and what should you just give a pass this summer? Movie critic George Prentice joins us live in studio to break it all down, tell us what we should spend our money on and not. Welcome, George.
Hi, Gemma.
All right, let's talk about the big, big, highly anticipated movies. These are Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. Solo,
yep.
Mission Impossible.
Yep. So there's a phrase in professional golf called the leader in the clubhouse. And what that means is, while everybody else is out there fighting it out on the course, the leader in the clubhouse in the world of movies is still Black Panther.
Really?
And you bet. And it's still going to be tough to knock it off that perch, critically and box office-wise. There's a lot of contenders out there. Today, Solo opens nationwide.
Oh, it opens today.
It does. I've seen it.
And?
I think it's critic-proof, which is a good thing. The critics are not kind. I can tell you that, for instance, The Hollywood Reporter said this morning it has persistent engine trouble. The Wall Street Journal said it
terrible.
Had a drifty pace.
Your review?
I think it's good, but I wonder if it's $11 good.
Mm.
And that's got to be the benchmark. It's $11 to get in the evening before you even go anywhere near the snack bar. And $11 is a lot of money. It's 6 months after the last Star Wars movie. I think there's some fatigue there. It's entertaining. Right on the edge. Right on the edge.
Well, I just won't tell my 10-year-old that it's come out.
Okay. By the way, Donald Glover, who plays Lando Calrissian, mm-hmm. you just want more of him.
So oh,
that's
so
the movie. I'm going to go chase.
I want that movie then.
I'm in with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the new Jurassic Park?
Well, it's Jurassic World 2. As a matter of fact, let's see if we can take a listen.
We resurrect the most lethal predators this planet has ever seen.
Am I dead?
Not yet, kid.
We've taken things way too far. Genetic power has now been unleashed.
We're not on an island anymore. This has to end.
We've entered a new era. Welcome to Jurassic World.
And yes, that's the voice of Jeff Goldblum, who was in the original Jurassic
okay.
Park and the sequel. He usually has a Midas touch when mm-hmm. it comes to big movies. Again, I think this is critic proof. I think it looks like a lot of fun, though. The trailer looks a lot of fun. It will open on June 22nd. So a week and a half before the 4th of July weekend, which is really where you want to be. That's the sweet spot for a summer blockbuster.
And then what about Mission Impossible? What number is this?
Number 6.
Okay.
To which I say, really?
I'm like, really? I mean,
really?
Really? We have that many impossible missions?
But you don't want to see Tom Cruise on the unemployment line. Pretty much, if he's not doing Mission Impossible, I'm not sure what's the point. What's the point?
And so when does this open?
Mission Impossible. Let's see. On my list, it opens, oh, my gosh.
Oh, well.
July 27th.
Oh, July 27th.
Number 6, the 6th
yeah,
sequel.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to the guilty pleasure,
yeah.
shall we?
Yeah.
Because one that I think it looks really fun is Ocean's 8. And this is, I'm assuming, Ocean's 11, but with the women, right?
It is. Sandra Bullock plays the sister of Danny Ocean, played by George Clooney in the original Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12. She is surrounded by Cate Blanchett and Anne Hathaway and Rihanna and Mindy Kaling. And we have a listen to that, too.
So you want to hit a jewelry store?
Not exactly.
A diamond mine.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Or what? The Met.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball, and we are going to rob it.
Oh, look at you.
Ocean's 8. I think in the Me Too era, this is going to be a hit.
It looks great. I mean, just fun.
Yeah. I don't know if it's critic-proof, but I think I'd be there on opening night.
I think I'd be there.
That will open June 8th.
Okay. And now the other movie, Guilty Pleasure, Mamma Mia 2.
Here we go again.
Uh-huh.
It's literally called Mamma Mia. Here we go again. Let's listen.
Just tell me you didn't invite your grandmother.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, my God.
I've decided to commit to being a grandmother.
Grandma, you weren't invited.
That's the best kind of party, little girl.
So, Sophie, the daughter in the first movie, is pregnant. And if you will, this film is a sequel but also a prequel. She goes back to find out about her mom. Big question is Meryl Streep in this film?
Right.
She is. She is in this film. You don't see her too much in the trailers. Make no mistake. She's in this film as are all the original stars.
And Cher.
And Cher. And if you think of it, okay, where could Mamma Mia go? Well, of course, it has to go to Cher. Interesting, Mamma Mia is the big musical this summer at Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
Is.
So people will be singing along there, and then this movie will open on July 20th.
Oh, I have to say, I mean, it's cheesy. It is, right? But it's Ava. It's Mamma Mia.
I think it has a built-in audience.
It truly does.
Yeah.
It really, really does.
Yep.
And, you know, we'd like to hear from any of our listeners about what your favorite movies are. So if you want to email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, we'd love to hear that. I'm talking with George Prentice today, our movie critic. And we need to move on now to the kids.
Yep.
I know what's opening on June 15th.
Well, let's go there then.
Okay.
It's The Incredibles 2. There are family movies. And then there are Pixar movies, head and shoulders above. Pixar movies are just fabulous. They're visually stunning. The voice characterizations are the best. But the scripts and the stories are touching. I can't remember the last Pixar I saw where I didn't cry a little bit and laugh really hard.
And as a parent, it's nice to go to an animated film that you can actually enjoy.
Yep.
And I say this because I see more animated movies than any other movies.
Yep.
And what's interesting to me, though, George, about The Incredibles is that you normally see these sequels coming out with animation. I mean, it takes a little bit longer. Maybe a couple of years.
Yep.
My oldest is 10. And The Incredibles came out before he was born.
Right. If you think of this, The Incredibles came out just before the superhero film genre exploded. And now, of course, every other film is a superhero film. So I think it has a built-in audience. What's interesting about Disney is that they're really good at timing and passing the torch, if you will, to a new generation. So your 10-year-old, I'm guessing, has watched the DVD incessantly.
We have to clean the DVD.
Okay.
We watch it so much. And my 6-year-old loves it. And they did a great thing with the DVD when it came out years ago. They have a little short.
Right.
That's with Jack-Jack, which is the baby. And then we see in the new trailers that
it's the centerpiece of the plot.
Exactly.
Right.
So my kids, every time I can't skip over the commercial with the trailer for this movie.
What's interesting is that if you go to see it in the theater, and I'm guessing you will,
we will,
this will be their The Incredibles. This will be their experience in the theater. Wow, this is my moment in the theater.
Tell me about another movie coming out, Christopher Robin.
I put this under the category of something for the kids, but I think it's something for the grown-ups too. It's from the Disney company again, so kudos to them. It's called Christopher Robin. It stars Ewan McGregor as Christopher Robin. Let's take a listen.
What to do, what to do, what to do. What to do indeed. Who? Christopher Robin. I don't see any cracks. A few wrinkles, maybe.
Christopher Robin is all grown up here, and he's a struggling London businessman. And he's at wit's end, and he takes a walk one day, and he comes upon an old friend. And they all show up in this movie.
So it's not just Pooh. So
it's
Tigger.
Not Pooh. There's Tigger and Eeyore, and they're fuzzy. They're not one-dimensional animated.
Okay.
They're three-dimensional, if you will. But indeed, they are in the 100-acre wood in the 21st century. But Christopher Robin takes stock in basically what matters. And if you think about the Mr. Banks character, for instance, in the original Mary Poppins, I think it has that kind of feel.
So that's really a fascinating take on Winnie the Pooh. So
again, passing the torch of generations.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about these sleepers.
Yep.
And one that I'm super excited about and coming to the Flix, I believe it starts today.
It does.
RBG.
RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, also known as?
The notorious RBG, as my husband's T-shirt says.
There are really nice documentaries and good documentaries. This is a great documentary. If you like RBG, you're probably going anyway. But this is a really, really good movie. And it follows her into her daily workout. You see her pressing free weights. Her trainer is like, my gosh, this is really something.
She's superhuman.
I got to tell you that when this opened in New York and Los Angeles, it set new box office records for a documentary.
You are kidding.
No, it's already made close to $4 million before releasing nationwide. And as one distributor says, that's like $200 million for a blockbuster.
And it's a good movie,
it's a really good movie on top of it. Yeah, there's another documentary I'll tell you about, and that is Whitney.
You got to make it quick.
Yeah, it's the story of Whitney Houston. And that'll come out July 6th, so look for that, too.
Okay, thanks, George. I could talk to you all day about movies. So I want to thank my guest today, movie critic George Prentice.